Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Here's a Bible riddle. Long ago, two boys were born. Each was the brother of the other one's mother, and their father was their grandfather. Who were they? That's the theme of our story today. And yes, their mothers were also their grandmothers, their aunts, and their sisters too. How did that happen? Human beings have a very bad habit. We often think we know better than God. When we act independently from Him, we jump from the frying pan into the fire, and then blame Him for our troubles. When the angels dragged Lot and his daughters out of Sodom, they were told to flee to the mountains. "Not so," said Lot. "The mountains are too dangerous. Let us live in the town of Zoar," meaning little. This the angels reluctantly allowed them to do. And what happened? We read Lot, quote, "was afraid to dwell in Zoar," Genesis 19, verse 30. Perhaps a visit showed him that little Zoar was as troubled as Sodom, and he was fearful God's judgment would also fall there. So he and his daughters headed, where? To the mountains, where they had initially been told to seek refuge. There they found a cave in which to live. The move to Sodom had been expensive indeed. Lot lost his wealth. He lost his peace of mind, being, quote, "oppressed," literally worn down, by the filthy conduct of the wicked, end quote. He lost his wife, too. And now he was going to lose his reputation because his daughters had learned the sinful ways of Sodom. Getting their father drunk, they bore children by him. What shameful behavior. And the two boys became the father of two nations that were constant enemies of Israel, Moab and Ammon. It was Sir Walter Scott who wrote, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Amen to that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.